Friday nights, you'll want to be in Scott City at the event center as they host the Holcomb Longhorns. It's a big G-Wacker rivalry doubleheader. 6 o'clock for the varsity girls and the varsity boys to follow, and they'll have the winter homecoming ceremonies, and they're mixed along the way as well. We're going to get right started here with Coach Amy Felker. And Coach, you guys have had a really good season, 9-7 here. I know it was kind of a last-second heartbreaking loss last night, 41-38, and on a three there, and but you were shorthanded. Didn't have Megan for the first time this year, and so it was a little different lineup for you. How did you feel, you know, with everything, with a different lineup and different shorter rotation? How did you feel like your girls played?
You know, I'm really super proud of these girls. You know, we got to practice on Monday, and we put in a whole different offense, and they really bought into it, and they worked hard, and they made some really good passes, and just everybody went to the boards a lot stronger, and we just made good steps forward, you know, because we're going to have to be without her again on Friday night. And so these girls are just playing big. They're playing out of their height area, and they're just stepping up and taking on different roles.
Which it seemed like in the first half especially, you guys had a tough challenge with the height of the lake and their length. And it was a little bit deceiving. It's hard to watch it on film as it is in person there. But second half, what adjustments did you make to kind of counter that?
You know, we just really talked about who was going to cover and how we were going to help down on the posts and that kind of stuff. We just used our body and tried to push them out a little bit further. And people just got where we needed to go and took a little bit away. However, you know, they still got a lot of easy baskets on us in the inside. Their guards didn't get a lot until right there at the end. So, you know, I'm happy with our effort. You know, we just got a little few little things to adjust and tweak before we get ready for Holcomb Friday.
I know with McKenzie, she'll be on here in a little bit, but she got her first career start, and she really took advantage. And when she got downhill there with a couple of, if you broke the press early on there, she got a couple of nice layups out of it. And with that, Lakin didn't show that the rest of the night.
You know, she never plays on the back row very often. She's always one of the ball handlers. And when we have so many ball handlers, I was like, hey, get back there. And she did, and she stepped up, and she knew exactly what she's supposed to do. And the girls got her the ball in the right place, and she had the confidence and just finished it under the basket. And, you know, for all the girls to make, like, passes, we didn't dribble very much and pass, and we broke the press. And, you know, that takes – that's a big compliment when a team takes their press off and says, hey, they're beating it too easy. We can't do this. And so great job for our girls.
Your bench had to play some extended minutes there, of course, with Kaylee, Krissa, and Piper. And those three really came in. And I thought they gave you guys some quality minutes last night.
You know, they did. Every time they get on the court, they work hard and they know their role. You know, Kaylee does a lot of physicalness on the inside and get some rebounds. Krissa, you know, is always taking it to the basket and does some ball handling. You know, Piper got in there and got some key rebounds for us, you know. So they're really starting to be more comfortable and feel good playing with the juniors and seniors. And the juniors and seniors are doing a great job of accepting them and helping them get through that transition stage.
Well, you begin a pretty big stretch here with three of the last four games at home. That's going to be kind of nice. Sure, feel like it's been forever since you've had any home games. So you got to bring out the white uniforms again on Friday. Big game with Holcomb as they come to town. And I know that was a heartbreaking loss there at Holcomb there last second, a one-point loss. But it's still a really good Holcomb team. And I know they got back to their winning ways after they had kind of a couple tough losses previously.
You know, they are a good team. You know, they've got two really key offensive threats that we're going to have to slow down and find a way to guard, and we're not going to be able to let the other girls step up. But, you know, we worked really hard today in practice on our defense and really doing the little things right. And, you know, we had a great practice. And so we're just going to continue that on tomorrow and just take our best game on Friday. And these girls are going to be ready to play. You know, it's one of those games you don't have to tell them to get excited and ready. They are just ready already.
Well, is it weird that we're already down to four games left of the regular season?
It's really weird. I'm not ready for it. You know, I really enjoyed these girls. They've really grown up a lot this year, and
yes,
having them all summer and then through this year, you know, they're just a fun group of girls, and you know, I'm super excited to see what the rest of this year brings them.
All right. Once again, it is Coach Amy Felker here as they talk girls basketball here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again for the time here, Coach, and we'll talk to you coming up on Friday.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Coach Amy Felker joining us here, and we get to talk with Mackenzie Metzger first here, junior here. And how you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Well, you got your first career start last night. How was that? What was that moment like for you?
I was a little nervous, but it was a good feeling.
Obviously, those nerves kind of went away right out of tip-off, didn't it?
Yeah, they did.
Yep, got a couple of baskets, and you had a career-high 9 points there. And what seemed to be working for you scoring last night?
I just had a lot of confidence, especially after those two baskets, and the confidence really helped me out.
All right, talk about what that game was like, because it kind of got to be kind of a back-and-forth game. You guys had the lead, and then they took the lead. You tied up, and then they won it at the end there. But what was that game like, kind of competing against a lot of maybe some taller girls?
It was intense, and we did miss Megan down low, mm-hmm. but it was a good run, and they just happened to have the last run at the end.
You've had a pretty good improvement here this year. What do you feel like you've improved upon the most?
My confidence mm-hmm. and getting rebounds.
All right. So you get to face, we've talked about this before it went on, you get to face your cousin one final time.
No, I'm kind of sad.
I know it. You're not going to let her push you like she did last time, right?
Nope. I'm going to do it back to her. So.
Oh, well, don't get caught for the foul there, Mackenzie.
Okay, well.
All right. Well, yeah, so that, I mean, should be a fun game, though, on Friday night, shouldn't it?
Yep, I'm excited.
All right. Well, keep up the good work here. Thanks again for joining me here, Mackenzie, and we'll see you on Friday.
Okay, thanks, Adam.
All right. Mackenzie Metzger joining us here. And by the way, these two have teamed up for a commercial you hear during the broadcast. And so we get a live cameo appearance from both of them here tonight. And the second one's Kendall Gentry. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. You've had a pretty good junior campaign as well here. And how'd you feel like you played last night?
Definitely wasn't my best game, but they are a lot taller than me, so getting trapped up top, I kind of struggled with that. But I think towards the end, I definitely improved.
Well, you're not afraid to go down there and get some rebounds amongst all those. What are those challenges like?
Just them having longer arms, they have a higher reach, so even if I jump, they can stand on the floor and go right over me.
It's just not fair, is it?
It's not.
No. But no, you've had a really good season, and you've had some good assignments on defense at times this year. And what's been really the key to your success on the defensive end?
Just staying with them. I try not to use my hips. I have been struggling with that, but just trying to stay with them, get in front of them, and not foul as much as I have been. But yeah, that's probably
a good idea.
Yeah,
but I tell you though, it's tough when you play. You go from one game to the other, and it's a physical game, and then they call it really tight the next game. How tough is that maybe to adjust to what the officials want to see?
Those first 2 minutes of the game, we'll be able to tell what the refs are going to call, what they're going to let us do. So I think once we just adjust after those first 2 minutes, it's not very difficult after that.
Well, you get a home game on Friday and a big game with Holcomb, and I know you probably feel like it's this kind of a redemption game for you guys in a way.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to get them back this game.
Well, hopefully, you know, you get 23, 24, 25 points.
I hope so.
You had a big game against Holcomb first time around, and I know you're looking forward to it again here, but is it weird not being in the same classification as Holcomb this year?
It is weird. I don't know if I like it, but I guess we'll find out after.
You're right. You've had a good season here, Kendall, and thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up here throughout this rest of the season.
Thanks, Adam.
All right.